to Supreme Master Television. Today we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day, and we have two delicious dishes for you to try. Bread pudding with soy custard and mixed fruit trifle with custard and cream. So now, my friend, we'll start with the bread pudding and soy custard. So the first thing we must do is preheat the oven to 180 degrees Celsius. So I'm just going to do that now. And now I'll show you the ingredients that we need for this bread pudding. First we need 9 slices of thick white slice pan. And then we have the soya spread, 3 tablespoons of soya spread. And then we have 1 cup of raisins. And then we have 3/4 cups of sugar. And 1 teaspoon of cinnamon and 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg. And then we have 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract and 2 cups of soy milk. So now we're going to grease the pan. And our pan is 10 inches by 8 inches. And we're going to lightly grease the pan. Now you can grease it quite well all around the edges there. And that is just nice. And then we are going to spread some soya spread on the slice pan. Spread it quite generously. And now we're going to cut the bread in 1-inch slices, like that. And actually we have already cut some bread previously. And now we're going to place the bread in the pan like this. Going to fill it all nicely into the pan just like that. And then we're going to put a layer of the raisins on top of the bread. Spread them evenly over the bread. Okay, and then we're going to put another layer of bread over the raisins, like that, until it's all covered over again. Okay, and now we're going to put the last of the raisins over the layer of bread. Spread them nice and evenly across. There we go. And then we're going to put the last layer of bread on top of the raisins. Now completely cover up all the raisins. So now we're finished with the bread arrangement, and now we're going to go to the next stage of our recipe. In a medium-sized bowl, we're going to blend our next ingredients together with a whisk. So we're going to start with the sugar, put it into our bowl, and then we have our cinnamon, and then we've got our nutmeg, and 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract. And we are 2 cups of soy milk. Okay, so now we're going to whisk all our ingredients together for about 10 minutes until the mixture gets nice and fluffy and light, building from a low speed to a very high speed. So there you have it, a nice fluffy mixture, which is now ready to be poured over the bread. Spread it nice and evenly over the bread now, and set all of it. There we go. That's great. Now, I'll use the fork to just press the bread down, make sure it's nicely covered over with the liquid. So now, I think our bread pudding is now ready to be placed in the oven. So, we'll just do that now. And we bake it for 45 minutes, and afterwards then we will make the custard. So while we are waiting, my friend will now prepare for the next dish, mixed fruit trifle with custard and cream.
Please come back and join us tomorrow for a sweet St. Patrick's Day celebration. We'll take our bread pudding out of the oven and garnish it with freshly made vegan custard. And do you ever wonder what to do with the leftover vegan sponge cake? We'll show you how to use it to make a wonderful mixed fruit trifle with custard and cream. Entirely vegan and a delight to enjoy on its own or as a dessert to accompany other dishes. You won't want to miss on the scrumptious treats and fun festivities.
I like your hat.
I like your hair.
Does it suit me?
Yeah.
How about trying what we're after making and have a little taste?
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
And now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples, coming up next. We wish you much luck and blessings to cherish in your heart.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.